shake anything, you're going to fall over.
I'm driving. How can I not shake anything? It's going to fall over. It's going to...
Better not fall over.
Oh, there it is. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot. What's up, guys? Welcome to this week...
Slow down. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
You go then.
Welcome to this week's episode. I am Jay, this is Young Benjamin, and today we're discussing the new federal government budget and how it affects you, first-time homebuyers.
This is why I do the intro.
That was perfect.
So why are we wearing our seatbelts? We're stopped.
Does it matter?
Safety first. But no, guys, you may have seen it that there's been a new budget released and there's a new incentive there for first-time homebuyers. The idea is to help assist you with your down payment so that you can input more and reduce your overall mortgage payments each month, which sounds like a great thing, but it's still a very new concept. So there's a lot of gray areas that still are yet to be confirmed. And of course, when there's gray areas, there's a lot of talk about, could it be this way? Could it be that way? So today we're going to break down what it is that we actually know, starting off with what we actually know. Jay, what do we actually know?
So we're going to talk about 2 points. The first part that we actually know is that they have adjusted the RRSP amount that you were allowed to use. So prior to March 19th, you were allowed to take $25,000 per person out of your RRSPs tax-free for 15 years and put that towards your deposit, your down payment for your first home. Now it's $35,000. We kind of know.
$35,000.
So now it's $35,000 per person instead of $25,000. They've upped it $10,000 each. So collectively, as a couple, you've now got $70,000 buying power as opposed to the $50,000 that you had before. So yeah, that we do know, and that we're very happy about.
Mm-hmm. So just a word of caution on that one, guys. If that is treated as a loan, essentially, so if it comes to that 15-year period and you're not able to pay it back, you will be charged for the amount of time in which you need to take to pay it back. So we usually don't advise following that route unless it's something that you have to do. And also just be aware as well, if that money is sitting there, assuming it's not just sitting there and you're actually investing it in some way, shape, or form, what can that money do over the long period in terms of an investment as well? So again, not saying don't do it, but just be aware of what that means rather than just taking an amount out of your RSP accounts to help. So the second part of the conversation is more of the gray and the unknown, is the incentive for the first-time home buyers to help with the mortgage. So that's with a down payment. So again, starting with the what we know. So it's going to come into effect from September 2019. Who is it applicable to? First-time home buyers. What is it basically aimed at doing? It's aimed at assisting you in your down payment so that your mortgage amount is less each month. Basically, the government will go into some restrictions in a second, but essentially, if you're putting 5% down on a resale property, they'll add another 5% to that, so you'll have a total of 10% down. And if you're buying a brand new property, putting 5% down, you'll have 15% to put down. Of course, the more you put down, the lower those mortgage premiums are.
So for used product, they're offering you 5%, and new product, they're offering you 10%.
Correct. Now, there is a limit to it as well. So if you can only go by your household income limit. So if you're earning more than $120,000 as a household income, unfortunately not eligible, I'm afraid. If you're earning below $120,000, you are eligible for up to 4 times the salary. So if you have a joint income of $60,000, then you're eligible for up to $240,000 in mortgage value.
Yeah, so you can take that, and it is up to a maximum of $480,000. So that's $480,000 of mortgage that you cannot take more than to be applicable for this, either additional 5 or 10%, depending if you're buying new or used. And again, 480 is capped based on 4 times maximum household income of 120. And that is the ceiling. So you can have a larger down payment to add to the 480, but it's 480 of actual mortgage money. So that part we do know.
Yes. Now, where it gets a little bit gray is, so the actual title of this incentive is a shared equity loan. So what does that repayment look like? There's been a lot of talk about this. So there's been talk, they'll just take 5 or 10% off the resale value when it comes to selling. And there's talk that they'll take an actual share in the property value, so whether that's 5 or 10%. That begs the question, what happens when your property appreciates? Do they still take 5 to 10%, or is it only up to a maximum of what initially was invested in terms of dollar value? And then also the other way as well, like if you bought a property and it depreciates, is it only 5 to 10% of that new market value, or is it still the dollar value in which they put forward? So there's been a lot of talk back and forth. Unfortunately, we don't know the answer to that one yet. We also don't know how many people can apply for this. If there's a cap, there's a budget in place for this. So how is this going to be managed? Are they only going to help a certain amount of first-time home buyers per year? Are they going to change that when it comes to a certain value? That's still to be released yet, and obviously it's not coming into effect until September, so there'll still be some details that need to be ironed out.
Yeah, I think the easiest way to look at it is this an interest-free loan in a set amount, let's call it 5%, and when you go to sell, are they simply taking that 5% back? Are they giving a time frame of when they need that 5% back? Or, as the name is called, are they taking an equity stake, which is they're buying in 5% with you, and they own 5% of your either inflated or deflated sale price once you sell, or again, 5% of your inflated or deflated sale price at that cutoff date. Let's say you have to pay back in 5 years, for example, which we don't know yet. So it could be two very different avenues that they're taking on this, which we unfortunately don't know yet. I assume we will know sometime before the release in September. But again, that's a question mark. To Ben's last point, apparently, I believe they said they're dedicating $1.5 billion to this, but I've also read that they are only allotting $400 million per year to this, starting in September of this year. So again, if this is kind of, if there's a backlog of people trying to get in or not, will be yet to be seen, but it very well could be rushed on, and you may not be able to access it until a year ahead, and so on and so forth, based on how much they're actually budgeting per year.
But that's it for this week, guys. That's the new incentive in a nutshell. If you want more information, reach out to us on any of our contact details below. Of course, as more information becomes available, we will keep you in the loop. If any of you first-time home buyers are curious about more information on the buying process, you can either reach out to us, or you can also click on the link below, and it will take you through to our monthly seminar, which is the original Vancouver first-time home buyers seminar.
Yes, it is.
But other than that, guys, please, as always, leave us reviews, subscribe, comment, share our content, follow us on social media. We appreciate you, and as always, we're happy to help, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for your time. When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.